Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Pella. My guest today is Tom Vanderwell, president of the Union Street Players.
All right, we're joined today by Tom Vanderwell. Tom, going into your ninth year as president, but this year, again, for the fourth time, you're going to put on your director's cap. Let people know what you're going to be directing, and I think you have some auditions coming up.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on, Justin. This is, we've got the best Christmas pageant ever is going to be our annual holiday show. Union Street Players always produces a show during Pella's Christmas weekend, that first weekend of December. This year it's going to be a classic family favorite, the best Christmas pageant ever. This is actually the fourth time that Union Street Players has produced this show because it's just a wonderful family show. It's great for all ages. It's a heartwarming tale. It tells the story of the Nativity in a funny and unique way. And I'm excited to take the helm as director.
All right, and the auditions are just around the corner. I believe there's a couple different dates. Let people know who should be coming on what dates and times.
Excellent. Yes, they're coming up the weekend of September 7th. We're going to do an audition on Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for adults and children. And I should say we've got parts for both adults and children. We've got six roles for adults, females. We have really three or four plus roles for adult males, and we have 14 plus roles for children ages 8 through teen. So it's a great one for families to come out, you know, mom and dad come out with the kids and everybody get on stage together. It's a great thing to do together as a family. So the auditions are going to be Saturday morning, September 7th, 9 to noon. Monday night from 8 to 10, we're just going to audition adults only, no children on Monday night. And that will be from 8 to 10 p.m. And then on Tuesday again, we're going to do both adults and children from 7 to 9 p.m.
All right, so you mentioned children. I'm sure you'd welcome anyone in to audition, but what type of children are you looking for to fill those roles?
You know, we need a wide variety of children. The story of the best Christmas pageant ever is about a family of, they're called the worst kids in history. The Herdman kids are, you know, delightful roles because they allow kids just to be mean and cut up and act terrible and enjoy it. And then, but there are lots of other kids that take part in the Christmas pageant, and there's a young family, a daughter and a son. So we need boys and girls, all ages, all the way down to the little angel choir in the Christmas pageant. So we're going to have some kids just up there singing some of our favorite Christmas carols.
Well, and it sounds like all experience levels are also welcome.
Absolutely. With Union Street Players, one of the things that we love about community theater is that we are oftentimes the place where people get their first experience on stage, and we welcome people who have no experience. You've never even been on stage. Maybe you're just in your always thought, you know, I'd like to maybe try that sometime. We welcome, come on out, you know, join the fun. There's no experience necessary. There are no roles pre-cast. So everybody has a shot at every role, and we will welcome everybody into auditions.
All right. So now that we've got that set, what can we expect in the rest of the 2014 lineup?
We are so excited about the year coming up. The board of Union Street Players and members have kind of approved a slate of shows for next year. We always do three shows. In the spring, we're doing a show called Ham Buns and Potato Salad. We're really excited about this. It is a locally written show, and it is going to be directed by Ann Wilkinson. It is about small town Iowa. You know, so many plays are about New York or life in Europe or, you know, these places that we really don't identify with. And this is a show about small town Iowa, about the family and the characters and the people that make up life in Iowa. So we're really excited about that. That will be in April. Then in the summer, we are so excited to be doing a huge musical that's going to have roles for the whole family, Seussical the Musical, which is based on the works of Dr. Seuss. This is not just a kid's show. So let me get that right out there. We're going to need a lot of adults as well as children. It's a heartwarming show, good for the whole family again. It's just a lot of fun. And Kim Beyer and Bristol Hopkins are going to take the helm of that production. And then in the holiday next year, Bev Graves, who is one of our Walk of Fame members and is one of the people instrumental in the founding of Union Street Players, is going to become a director once again for us. And she's going to do a holiday show called Christmas in Bethlehem, which is going to be a great again, traditional nativity story that'll be fun for the whole family. So the cool thing is that next year we got three shows that people can bring the family to, and it'll be great for everybody.
Well, you mentioned the Walk of Fame. Who's going to be inducted into the USP Hall of Fame coming up here?
Yes, so that's another thing Union Street Players has going. So since 2008, we have had an annual awards dinner in the fall where we induct people who have been involved for many, many years, 10-plus years, have been active in many different roles, and have really helped Union Street Players become the success that we are. Last year was our 25th anniversary, so we didn't induct one person into the Walk of Fame because we wanted to celebrate everybody who'd been involved for 25 years. So this year, the board of directors has opted to induct two people into the Walk of Fame. Patty Vanzani, who last year won the Iowa Community Theater Association Award for Best Costuming, for Outstanding Costuming, for her work with Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and who's been involved. She was a costume mistress back in 1989 in one of her first shows. That was her first accredited role, and she's been involved through the years. So we're excited to have Patty inducted into the Hall of Fame. The other one is Lisa Witzenberg, and Lisa has, through the years, has been a staple. She was one of the founding members of Union Street Players. She's been a president. She's been director. She has been on stage many, many times, and so we're excited about honoring these two ladies who've given so much to Union Street Players.
Well, it sounds like of all the people that you could induct, you probably have some people who have been the most involved throughout the history of the Union Street Players.
Exactly. You know, we had nominations for multiple people, and the board of directors had a tough decision because everybody that was nominated was worthy of being inducted into the Walk of Fame. So we made a point of saying, hey, this thing happens every year, and everybody who's worthy is eventually going to be honored. We had a tough decision, but we decided we got these two ladies that have just meant so much for so many years. So we're going to induct them. That's going to take place on October 5th at the Pella Opera House. Everybody's invited. Our patrons, our advertisers, the public, anybody who loves Union Street Players can come out. We're going to have heavy appetizers. We're going to have some food, some music. We're going to have a little program to honor Lisa and Patty. And then that night on the Pella Opera House stage is Theater Central's production of Jekyll and Hyde. So we're all going to go upstairs, enjoy great entertainment by the theater department at Central College, and then we're going to come back to the Great Hall and end the evening with a reception and cash bar and just enjoy being together.
All right, again, I'm joined right now by Tom Vanderwell on our Let's Talk Pella today. Tom is the president of the Union Street Players, and for the fourth time, he's going to put on his director's hat. So, Tom, just remind people, what do we have coming up again for this upcoming production, and when can they audition?
So the best Christmas pageant ever. It's a great show, and it's a lot of roles for people who might be interested in being on stage for the first time. If you're new to the community, this is a great way to get involved and get to meet people, make some friendships. Auditions are going to be Saturday morning, September 7th, at the Pella Community Center. That's 712 Union Street, from 9 a.m. to noon. Then on Monday night, the 9th of September, we're going to have just adults auditioning from 8 to 10 p.m. Tuesday night, again, at the Pella Community Center, Tuesday night, September 10th, and that's going to be from 7 to 9 p.m., and that audition on Tuesday night will be for children and adults.
All right, Tom, and remind people one more time, why is Union Street Players so important to the community?
You know, Union Street Players is important because it brings the arts to Pella. It creates a tradition that has allowed children and adults, families, to get together, to work together, to do something fun and artistic for the community. There's nothing like live theater. You know, we have movies and DVDs and all sorts of things in entertainment, but there is nothing like going and seeing live theater on stage. And Pella is really blessed to have a group like Union Street Players who continues to do things so well.
All right, thanks for stopping by, Tom, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks, Justin.
Special thanks again going out to Tom Vanderwell, president of the Union Street Players. This has been today's Let's Talk Pella. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.